Sportsnet.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious that you're so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are, whoever you are indeed listening to Revolution Radio. And this is Spirit Talk with Lizzie. And we are here with you, with love, always. And indeed, you just finished listening to our wonderful Willow. I love, love, love listening. Thank you, Amiga Lucas. I love, love, love listening to Willow, indeed. And yes, here we are. Thanks, Omega. And yes, we are listener supported, and to keep us going, to keep this going, because we are here for you. Please do become a patron and to join in with sharing and to keeping the radio going by going to the store, get yourself some goodies, get someone some goodies, press that donation button if you can do any of those. We always appreciate you from the heart. If not, join anyway. And join in if you are listening from afar and can join in to this wonderful chat room. Come in, come in. We'd love to have you here. If you aren't able for any reason to join into this chat room, then we are so happy to have you listening in. Always, always, always love to have you here. And indeed, we have the archives. They are there for free. We have this wonderful group of people, moderators and other people here always welcoming you and helping you to navigate the system. So my love goes out to all the moderators and management because they do a wonderful job. They really do work also 24/7. You know, they really do a wonderful group of people to keep this place going. They put a lot of work, a lot of love into it. Some themselves are actually hosts as well, and so on. So yes, do join us indeed. So I'm going to go into the visitors list. Hey, hello, and say hello to everyone. Okay, visitor list, here I come. So, hello, 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 our wonderful lady horse, Mona Rattler, Omega Logos, Monkey, Cap Fred, Skunk Apeberg, I hope I'm saying that okay, The Red Pill, Meow, that is me, Mitchell, Monster, WH Devo, SG, Batsman, Simply Red 777, Blah Blah, Dirt Engineer, Gear Bear, A Mad, Nezomania, Pat Rabbit, Hello Mr. Rowe, love to see you here, Dirt Engineer, Comet, In the Kitchen, Blessing, hello, Blessing. Free Hugs, Maced, Valerie, Popsicle Toes, Sorry Sunflower, Wall E, Bryce, Carmine, or Carmine, Cat Dog Girl, Scotch Steam. Some names I'm never sure if I'm reading them well. Locomoco, 808, Noreen, spread love. So many people in and out of chat room, as always. And we love, love, love having you here with us, always. So, yes, it's wonderful to see all of you. And, of course, we love to have you here. And of course, Amiga Logos, thank you ever so much for the thumbs up that the sound was good, and to all of you. And welcome back, Wally. Yay! We love, love, love all of you being here. Always. We do, really do. As you all know, those who know me, Sunday is my smallest, but size doesn't matter, but smallest show, because I only am with you for an hour. So I don't go deep, deep, deep into anything. But indeed, I think I will do some card reading, a little clearing, breathing exercise, and then a prayer. But prior to that, I'll just touch on a few things. And it is truly just touching on a few things. Again, I think it's so important to remain strong, because yes, you know, the kitchen is heating up, and it does, you know, things do tend to rock that boat before it settles, and it's only natural. Change does that. The changes of seasons, changes of time. birthing, animal, human, any kind of birthing, always brings like such a chaotic time. You know, the time of birthing is very chaotic. And we are most definitely going through some birthing experiences, birthing of new era. But we can choose many things. Yeah, we can choose so many things. And it's important to make those choices, and it's also important to remain strong in those choices. And how do you remain strong? Is have faith in those choices that you made, and have faith in the people that surround you. And again, I have to say, and send so much love, so much strength to these beautiful, beautiful, powerful people out in Canada, out in so many places in the world, who choose to stand in the amazing love, peaceful resonance. They are beautiful. They have so much power. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. My heart, my love, my strength is with them. I can be with them in spirit always, and that is what I choose to do. And it is important to do so. And it is important, really, truly important, to stay in that resonance. And yes, everything will come at you to push you off that resonance. Yes. That is made so on purpose so that we lose the stance. But even if you lose the stance for a minute, hop back on. Yeah. Hop back on. Because that is the only way for us to be the change, the only way for us to be part of the change. It is important, and I've seen, and I'm so humbled by these beautiful strength, by these beautiful people, that regardless of what is being done, and they are staying strong, and they are urging people to stay strong with them, to stay in that resonance. And I can only honor them by doing so, and by doing exactly what they are asking for, staying in that resonance and sending out that love towards them. That is what I see. That is what I choose to see. And it would be a dishonor to them who are actually out there in the field to not do that. Yes. From the comfort of my home, I can do what is asked, and that is to stand strong with them, to send out the resonance that is asked humbly by them, and out of the strength of their heart, it has been asked from them to all of us to stay in that strength, to stand in that love. Then they know what kind of love they're talking about. These people, I've been watching it like everyone else, and they know what they're talking about. They're beautiful people. They're truly beautiful. They're truly amazing. And I stand in honor of their love, and I stand in honor of their strength. And I can only be humbled, absolutely humbled by that. And yes, I stand and will send out all my love and all my prayers, and everything I do will be from the heart towards them. And yes, so now and then I do get rocked too. Yes, we all do. Whenever you get rocked and fall off the perch of love, all you have to do is stand back up and go back into that love, because that is how we are making the change. And you can see it all around the world. You truly can. You can see the opposite as well. Of course you can, you know. You cannot be blind to either sides, but what you can do is stand in the power of that whom we are, in remembrance of that whom we are. And that is all I am saying. And I cannot tell anyone what to do. I cannot tell anyone who to be. That is something we cannot do. You know, we can try to mold anyone, to tell them what to be, what to do. But those are words, you know. Those are choices that people have to make for themselves. And we cannot rule others, you know, because those choices have to come from within, truly have to come from within. So again, stand in the power of love, stand in that most awesome strength of that whom you are, yes. And don't listen to the drama. Yeah, make your choices, yes. And the drama that people create to lower your vibration, to bring you into fear and into negativity is not going to help anything. So stay in that strong positivity that is you, and now that I can see everywhere. So indeed, I send out so much love, so much love to all these beautiful, beautiful, amazing people. That is all I can do at the moment from where I am, yeah? I send this amazing strength towards them. Because, you know, how else can you honor people that are out there in the field, that even have been trampled and still been trampled by the horse? This beautiful lady said to stand in the strength of love. How can I not be humbled enough but to do that? Yes? So stand in that power of love and be powerfully in love with these people, because they are amazing. And this is, you know, people all over the world are doing this. And it is so beautiful. It is so amazing. And indeed, I honor them, every single one of them. So, on a much lighter note, whoever is listening to me, because it's always difficult to know who's listening and who's not, I'm going to pull some cards, and I'm getting the cards out, and I'm going to start shuffling some cards. And I am shuffling some cards today. And I'm bringing some love into these cards. And I'm bringing some good thoughts. Yay, thank you, Capfred. And I'm shuffling these cards. And when ready, say stop. Oh, I already have got one stop. and say stop. More people say stop because I want you to go into your heart. And I will pull one card for the first stop. And please, some more stops. Because I want you to go deep into your heart. And ask a question. Deep into your heart and ask a question. And I will pull another card. And it's okay. right, Capfred, are you ready? Say stop. Okay. Right, I've pulled one, and I will pull the next lot in a second. So I'll read Asclenius. So there's some very beautiful colors. Ah, thank you, Caps Red. Oh, that's beautiful. So, let me see. I've got some very beautiful cards here. So, Asclepius and Nerni. Okay. Ooh. I will pull more cards after this two-card reading. Oh, no, no. I pulled a card when you said stop, monkey. Don't worry. Okay. So, Asclepius, monkey. I pulled Asclepius out when you asked stop, and Anerni when Capred said stop. So, Asclepius. Asclepius was a healer of great repute in his time. And this dragon in particular reminds us I did pull two cards for both of you. One each. Asclepius was a healer of a great repute in his time. And this dragon in particular reminds us that inside us too are great healers. The dragon Asclepius has particular connections with practitioners who use healing plants. These are herbalists, essential oils, homeopathy, and flower essences. He also connects with all animal healers, including vets. Add to this rather shamanic energy and his connection to snake, he is a very powerful ally. All in all, Asclepius, the dragon of the healer and the shaman, if he has stepped into your spread today, it is to remind you that you can call upon this powerful energy, and together you have an immense combination of transmutation and transformation, accepting that your journey on your own the earth is about life, death and rebirth, and as we grow and blossom personally and spiritually. He has this to say. You are on the cusp of transformation. Allow me to guide you forward along the windy road. Remember, hold on to what you know to be true, for it is your journey, as you and yours alone. Life never stands still. It is forever changing and evolving. Together, we can transmute that which binds you. Very beautiful card. Very beautiful card indeed. And, Monkey, I actually really do see this card. This is not just for you, Monkey, but as I pulled it when you asked to stop, I feel actually this card goes very, very strongly towards things to do with you at the moment. I'm looking for Ernie, which is kept Fred. And I would say with this card, if you can, you pull for this week coming, crystals or clothes, whites and creams and greens and purples. And for Hernie Capfred said stop when I pulled Hernie, and it is very beautiful card as well. I'll tell you the colors that come with Hernie in a minute. This hearty dragon of Hernie acts as a reminder of the cycles of life, death, rebirth, and the turning of the seasons. It reminds us that everything is cyclical. Along with how out of sync we are with the earth's natural rhythm, and that our internal body clock has forgotten nature's natural pattern. We couldn't imagine life without our internet connection phones, social media, and 24/7 TV. However, all of those things act as a smoke screen from delving into ourselves, listening into our internal pattern, and reconnecting to ourselves, and in turn, the rhythm of planet Earth. He says, you celebrate May Day, Halloween, Christmas, and other festivals, yet you've forgotten the true essence of what they truly signify. They are celebrations of the turning of the seasons, the earth's bounty, and you are out of step with these things. It is time to reevaluate, to slow down your fast-paced life, for you are constantly spinning on your axis. Rather than weaving with Earth's beautiful tapestry, look at the trees, watch the waves, and listen to the bees. Your body and mind need time to rest. Capfred, this is for you. Hernie is another reminder that nothing lasts forever. Love and life, he says. For example, all these things in life are like a waxing and waving of the moon. It is forever changing. It is connected to everything within the natural world, the rocks, earth, trees, plants. He advises us that he would do well to remember that we too are part of the season and the earth's rotation, the mother herself. Indeed, very beautiful card. And yes, of course, this is for everyone, but also because I pulled it when Capfred said stop. This really goes with you, and I actually feel it's a very powerful message for you. And Capfred, I would look for any stones and any clothes that are of gray crystal, white, and sky blues and sea blues. And yes, a very strong card. And yes, I'm going to shuffle again. And yay, Sari is back. I'm going to shuffle again. And whenever you want to say stop, go for it. So So I'm shuffling and shuffling. And whenever anyone that's looked within and asked for guidance wants me to stop, just say the word. And yes. Okay. I've pulled one. And anyone else that wants to say stuff? Wow, Willow, that is beautiful. That is a very beautiful card. Okay. Anyone? Okay. I will pull one. There we go. Okay, so I got this very beautiful card that came out. It's called transformation. And and actually they're all very synchronistic. All the cards that I've pulled out today, very, very synchronistic. And, Willow, this card, okay, I've pulled, thank you. Wow, this is quite amazing, the spread of cards that's coming out when people are saying stop today. So, okay, so transformation. Wow. Willow, listen, and yes, I'll have one for you as well again, Capfred. Transformation, I mean, this goes to the person, but it goes also into a general for everyone listening. Willow, this is so beautiful, such a beautiful card. Transformation says, let it all go. The self-doubt, the anger, sorrow, or even frustration, you no longer need this. Experiences, they are in the past. They have completed their task and hold no place in your future. By holding on to them, you only serve to hold yourself trapped in old patterns, no longer necessary or of use to you. A new you is emerging, maybe a quieter you, a more considered you, certainly a more powerful you. You have experienced a great many things. Now is the time to put that experience to good use. Follow your inner guidance and let your old habits and your self-doubt slip away. There will always be those who question what you do. That is their journey. You are on yours. Follow the step laid out before you, trusting your own inner light. As you move forward, a fresh way of being you. This transformation can be on any level and affect any or every part of your life. Enjoy it and be aware of signs and particular symbols. Dragons love your symbols. Ah, dragon love symbols. And you are guided by dragons to transformation to take your next step. This is such a beautiful card, Willow. And this goes, of course, to everyone listening as well. But I would say, with this card, it brings this most beautiful, beautiful oranges. This is a very grounding card. It brings oranges, white, browns, beautiful, beautiful colors of browns and oranges, and this butterfly mode of transformation is so beautiful. Some, including the, you know, to remember the Terra Negra of the, South Americas, which is filled with life, and deep, deep green jasper, deep green jaspers. So bring that into the life, into this beautiful week today. It's such a beautiful, beautiful card. Oh my goodness. Such deep, deep, deep card. Magic and manifestation, Capfred. wow. Capfred, you are bringing some very, very deep cards today. These dragons are a beautiful pair with two equal parts, magic and manifestation. These unusual dragons are powerful allies to have and are amongst the most influential and magical of all dragons yet to come to Earth. They are the alchemists. If they have shown themselves to you, their message is this. We have danced into your consciousness. Well, we have danced into your consciousness. Is to reassure you that the worst is now behind you. Your journey has been long and arduous. And at times, now look at the future and embrace what is to come. Call upon us when you want things to swoop into your life. We are here to help turn your dreams into reality. This is so beautiful. You really actually are at the cusp of being able to turn your life. Change your world and support you and take on this transformation. This is very beautiful, Capfred. This is really, you are at such a different, amazing strength of transformation. Look deep inside and ask, is what I really want? Is this what I really want? And ask a clear, and about what you want, ask assistance to. They carry the limitless energy of magic and manifestation and warn, be sure and clear in your intention when you invoke our presence. For we are the alchemists, and what you are asking for. So, you know, be very clear in your quests and what you're asking for. And ask it, it will serve and benefit your highest purpose. They will dive to your aid and need any kind of practical support and help you on a specific aspect of your physical existence here on Earth. Call upon their dynamism to help you manifest it. These dual dragons are the miracle makers. So you actually have these most magical dragons at your disposal. The dragons are just basic energy, yeah. And indeed, you have to go deep and ask and look at your questions, yes, and go deep and feel whether you are asking the true questions. And deep, deep mauve, deep, deep blue, and magentas, and again, crystal, very crystal, beautiful crystals are coming in again. So beautiful, absolutely beautiful cards have been pulled in for all of you that asked for the readings today. So I'll quickly go and just do a very short breathing exercise. And then we do a prayer. And Pat Rabbit, hello Pat Rabbit, yay! And the Red Pill, hello. Ron Mexico, hello. So, okay, sit and breathe in and out. Breathe in all what is yours and good, and breathe out all what is not yours and you picked up and does not serve you. And breathe in all what is yours and good. And breathe out all what is not yours and you picked up and does not serve you. And again, breathe in all what is yours and good. And breathe out all what is not yours and you picked up and does not serve you. This breathing in and out exercise, you do it at your own pace always. You don't need to rush to breathe in and out. This mostly helps you to ground and to relax, to have your heart and your body ready and into accepted into a prayer or a meditation, and to relax, because indeed it is important to be relaxing. So for all of those listening, and I know of some that have asked, and I know that some that haven't asked, but are looking forward to the prayer. So, beloved Divine Father, Mother, let your divine light fill my mind with wisdom and discernment. Let your divine love fill my heart with warmness, sweetness, and compassion for all. Let your divine power fill me with inner strength to do what is right and to refrain from unwholesome actions and behaviors. Beloved Divine Father, Mother, gaze upon me, your beloved child, with love, mercy, kindness, and abundance. For thou art all compassionate. Cuddle me in your loving arms and protect me. I, your beloved child, lovingly give thanks. So be it, so be it, so be it. It is with love, and it is a blessing to be here and to share with you. I love, love, love being here, and see everyone grow. And it is important to understand how remaining in peaceful love will help to bring you forward. And for all of you that asked me to pull cards, I did pull cards for you. And I did listen to the stops, and I pulled cards for every single one of you and for others. Every single card I pulled today works for the person and for others too. I know there are many people feeling lost at the moment. I know there are many that don't know what to do. And when you feel at the point that you don't know what to do, maybe you should ask yourself, do I have to do anything at all? At that point in time when you feel lost, sit down, do the breathing exercise, and do the prayer. Sit down, do the prayer, breathing exercise, meditation, if that is what you like to do, or prayer, if that is what you like to do, or both. Because do you need to be active doing anything? No, not necessarily. Sometimes, just to sit down, relax and breathe, and ground yourself, and to be kind to yourself, is all what you need to do. Embrace that whom you are. Be kind to you. Sometimes that is all you need to do. Not everyone has to be active out there doing things. Not everyone has to do something. Yeah, people follow their heart. People follow what they feel they have to do. You don't have to follow anyone or anything but your heart. Because we are all here only to follow our hearts, to ever have an experience, to grow every day in our own experience. We are not here to follow anything or anyone in particular. Hello, Crow. Indeed, you are here for your own experience. No one else's experience. Yes? It truly is how you experience everything here that brings you forward and into a motion of growth. Yes? You can experience what everyone is experienced too, because we are, you know, all connected and interconnected in many ways. But it is truly your experience that shows you the way that that you are here to do. You are soul, spirit, having an experience in this body, not having an experience in everyone else's body. So it is your experience that matters, yes? So live life through your experience and through your choices, which it is indeed kind of difficult, and you can become very dispersed at this moment in time if you're not careful. So stay in that love resonance as much as you can. Pray as much as you can. Meditate as much as you can. Ground yourself as much as you can. Grounding yourself by being in contact with nature is very, very important at this moment in time. So do that as often as you can, because it is truly, truly important. And it is, you know, I can say these things, but people only take anything I say if they choose. And I truly am not trying to change anyone. I just humbly share my own experience, my own thoughts, my own feelings, and my own emotions. And it is from a very humble place, a true humble place. Because that is all we can do, you know, that is all we can do. Look at things from a very humble space and share them from that humble space. Anything but that, you know, we are not behaving correctly. We can not push ourselves on others and tell them who to be and what to be. That is a very wrong thing to do. And yes, many are doing that, and it is up to us to make the choice to honor ourselves, yes? To honor that what we feel, the love that we are, truly is. The choices are ours to make, not someone to make for us. We choose how we are and who we are. No one should make those choices for us. So, sorry. So indeed, make those choices, yes? Make those choices from the heart and be open. Be open, because you have to be open to all possibilities of who you are, because you are all possibilities, yes? And don't allow people to make you feel less than that, to crush that whom you are. Don't allow people to crush your beingness, because your beingness is beautiful. Don't allow anyone to crush that beautiful spirit soul that is you. So, be amazing, be you every day. And make beautiful choices, yes? And day by day is the time you do those choices. And those choices you make every day, you know, every day is your time. The time is now, yes? Yesterday, tomorrow, a minute ago, a minute ahead is now, yes? Now is the time you have. So honor the time of now, because now is what we all truly have. We cannot change anything about yesterday or even a second ago. We cannot change that. A second ago is a moment's past. Now is the time we have. Now is the continuous forever moment. We make choices. Every time is now a moment of choice. Now a moment of embracing beingness. Now is you growing in a beautiful way. Your spirit being. I honor you every day with my love. And I know I've just looked at the time, and the time is actually getting towards the end of this hour. And I look forward to see you all on Tuesday at 2 p.m. on Studio B. Stay strong, stay beautiful, stay you. Make the choices of beingness, make the choices of you. And I am so grateful to have all of you with me. And I am with all of you in spirit always. All my love goes out to every being in this beautiful, beautiful planet. Mother Earth is a beautiful living planet. And my love goes out to Mother Earth, all its beings. Beautiful plant life, animal life, and all beings, human beings too. So stay strong, hold hands, hold hearts together, stay strong in that most beautiful resonance of love, and be the change, yes? Be the change. And remember, sometimes the thing to do is just stillness and quietness of prayer and quietness of love. And quietness of being and sending out the resonance of love. I love every single one of you and see you all later. Bye.
It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riffs, I think, thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad.